So why is your voice shot though?
I don't even know. I guess I'm like yelling over people at bars. Oh no, actually, I was at the Osprey and I thought it'd be really hysterical to just start screaming song lyrics like I was an endangered animal. And like I've never had alcohol before in my life.
Oh, so you went full on like 17-year-old girl who has her first like vodka
sip
bottle.
Of alcohol. That's, yes, me and my one friend were making fun of. We just kept laughing. Oh my god, we're so drunk. Like we shouldn't be this drunk, and like almost like getting like upset with ourselves. But then we're allowed to do this. I guess we just haven't both drank that much together in a while. We had a grand old time. It was
you had someone for the weekend, voice, right?
Two of my friends came down. And then Monday at work, as my coworkers were all talking about what restaurants they ate in the Hamptons, they're like, "Caitlin, are you sick?" And I was like, "No, I just have laryngitis." They're like, "Right, every Monday."
And I said, that makes perfect sense. Actually, it's weird because you and I will usually see each other Thursday night or Friday morning. And your voice will be normal. And by the end of the weekend, when we like catch up or
I sound like
or whatever,
I smoked 80 packs of cigarettes, which I probably did. And
that's actually pretty funny to think about. Yeah. I have a question, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but I have been wondering. So every time I see you at the Parker House, you are dressed like a can of domestic beer.
It's not every time. That was one time I wore royal blue.
No, and the first time I saw you, you were wearing red. First time I saw you there, you were wearing like a red number and you looked like a can of Bud Heavy.
Well, that was at I wore like red pants, but I wore like a satiny patterned top. Definitely wasn't Bud Light.
No, I think it was Bud Light. No, the blue out. You didn't you don't
the
you have like your Bud
the
Light
blue outfit was definitely. I wore this royal blue two piece and. When I was getting dressed, all the guys in my house were like, wear that. Yeah, like that's like the hotter option. So I was like, okay, perfect. I'll wear this. And then somebody left a can of Bud Light on our porch. And as I picked it up, they were like immediately, no, go change, please.
Did you get any comments from the Bud Light boys next door?
No. The Bud Light, the BLDs, no, unfortunately. They only drink Bud Light, but my favorite is when they specifically like clap and count as they drink Bud Light for
clap
each other.
That's boys supporting boys. Yeah. That's important.
They help each other do pull-ups as they drink Bud Light.
That's the camaraderie that Manasquan houses need. Yeah, it should happen earlier.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the first day at the Shore House? I showed up on a Thursday, or I guess the first Saturday, actually. I am sitting in the kitchen, like having my coffee, eating like eggs or whatever. And one of the housemates that I literally have not seen him since that day. I don't know if he's still even alive. He comes back from the beach.
We call those private investors.
Yes. He comes back from the beach with like, four cans of Bud, or I think they were actually glass bottles, but I'm not sure, at like 9 o'clock in the morning. And I go, did you just come back from the beach did you crack beers on the beach? And he goes, is that not what you're doing? And I don't think I've seen that kid since Memorial Day weekend.
I know a lot of people who come, like, they're very like adamant on like, you got to do the full share. Like, why would you do half? And then they come on Memorial Day weekend, they realize it's like way too much for them.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh shit, next weekend is 4th July. And then they come down like these two weekends and then we won't see them till Labor Day.
You know, I think it is, the Jersey Shore is a lot for people. And I don't think anybody understands that, you know, they just think, oh, it's going
to
be like
so
a
much.
Fun like, Shore House for the summer.
I would love to take this weekend off or maybe just go down for like one of the nights, but I can't, it's 4th July weekend. And
you
my best friend is coming.
Night.
I have not seen her since mid-May. She's now cuffed and is just got back from her vacation in Italy with her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend coming to the Shore House too? That's a big question.
Absolutely not. He's still in Europe.
Oh, of course. Why would I not?
I mean, I love him. I shouldn't say absolutely not. I do really like him for her. I actually think they're going to get engaged. Which is even more horrifying to me. What?
What? What's up? Keep going.
I actually think they're going to get engaged, but...
In terms of dynamics, a girl visiting with her boyfriend is not the same as a boy visiting with a girlfriend. Like, it's completely different.
I think they both need to, like, sign the lease. Like, I just think, because then everybody, no matter what, is just, like, kind of a bitch. Like, I feel bad. Like, this one guy, his girlfriend, like, but I think people in my house, people either don't care or they, like, have something to say about it. But, like, I think people had, like, an issue and it was, like, she brought her friends who, like, didn't say hello to any of us. And we were, like, wait, who are these people? But, like, honestly, at the end of the day, like, that's his girlfriend. And I bring back strangers to the point where people are like, so, like, how long have you known Kate for?
Yeah.
And people take bets.
Time you convince people that Albert was your boyfriend?
Yes, that. I'll tell that after because I'd known him for probably a span of, like, 2 hours. But people say, like, they literally can't tell if it's, like, someone I have known and grown up with and I'm, like, very close with, or somebody I met, like, 2 weeks ago at the Osprey, or is, like, a friend of a friend.
I mean, within the first 2 days of you knowing me, we were on a yacht together. People forget yes. that. People forget that we were friends. We went on one walk or on a jog together one morning, the first day of summer. And then, what was it, by the end of the day or the next day, we were literally on a yacht together.
Yeah, I feel like when I met you, though, like, we immediately spent, like, a decent amount of time together. Like, I feel like we got along very, very well.
Yeah, I think which so. That's fair.
I actually didn't even go on that yacht with the people in my house. So, but therefore, then, yeah, after that night, the boat is when I invited everyone back to my house. Or I think we went to the Osprey, and then we went back to my house. And as I am with Ryan and Albert, the neighbors who, like, our address is, like, a number, and then, like, the house behind us is, like, our number, then, like, 0.5. I just don't even give the number. I just say the dump on the corner and people know where to go because our house is so horrifying.
Wait, did you get a DM 2 days ago? The crypto
no,
thing?
No, thank God I didn't clip it. No,
that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like, obviously I feel bad for the kid.
He got hacked
and then he got held for ransom for his account. Like, that, yeah, that video, like, that he had to record where he looked like he was a celebrity who was apologizing for saying something offensive.
Yeah, I didn't watch the video, but, like, I just assumed something was going on and I didn't want to click on anything he was posting.
That was so funny. I feel so bad for the kid, but the fact that he was sitting there clearly reading from
a
notebook.
Do you know how he did it? He told me how he did it.
How did he do it?
He put his email in a phishing email and it hacked every single account he has.
What was the phishing email? I mean, like, was it promising?
I think it was saying he, like, won something and I think he thought it was real.
Is he a 95-year-old woman from South Dakota who's got her first computer?
My grandpa has done that before.
Like, everybody's fallen. Everybody's been duped, like, once in a while. But we have to just assume these days, like, 95% of things are scams. And even if they are, just put, like, a fake email. Like, my email from high school is, like, skaterboy69. I'll just use that. And, you know, it's connected to no accounts.
Yeah, mine is peaceloveoxox.
Jesus.
And I applied to colleges and jobs with that email, actually.
When I was in junior year of high school, we all had to, like, one point or another, submit homework via email. And my email at that point was, like, skaterboy69. And this teacher, who was, like, known to be, like, a hard ass, Dave something, he's just like, yeah, I know everybody, but there's one person on the list. Who's skaterboy69? Who's that? In front of the entire class. I was, like, slowly raised my hand. I was so embarrassed.
That, I feel like at your age, though, that's normal, though, for high school.
At 17, I hadn't touched a skateboard in, like, 4 years. I was too fat at that point to skateboard.
True.
If you say true as if you knew me. You never will.
Why?
I've effectively gotten rid of...
People in high school builds character.
No, I'm arguably worse. Because, like... I got good. I got, you know, I had my like workout, whatever. And I think it gave me, instead of like the, oh, people weren't nice to me, now you should be nice to others. It gave me.
No, you're a dick to everyone.
Yeah.
You think you're better than everybody else now. Yeah.
Do you, you picked up on that too?
Yes.
Oh, good. Thank God. The motif is staying. Awesome. I was worried. I was worried that people were going to start like thinking I was nice or something. I can't have that.
No.
No?
No, not at all.
All right. Kate, Jersey Kate. Manasquan Kate.
Do not say that. I don't
want to be called that. I forgot. You don't want to be called Jersey Kate. I love that name for you.
Do not. I don't like that at all. That sounds awful. That sounds like my nails are neon orange and I wear zebra print to Barre. Not that there's anything wrong with Barre. I do like.
I love Barre. You know, Barre is where I met the most celebrities last summer.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I think that I was at Barre, like when Barre now compared to like Barre summer 2019, like when you're 21, are just so different.
That's true.
Well, it's like, when I went and I was 21, like, and I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. And then like last year when it was like 105 degrees out and there's one person in front of this girl in the bathroom and she decides to squat and pee right next to me. Like, I think those are kind of different experiences, you know? Like, there was only one person in front of her, unless, like, you really had to go that bad. But...
So, I've never had a traditional Barre experience. I have to be completely honest with you.
I've never been to Beat the Clock, actually. But I will be honest, it's really not something that I, like...
Need to do
at 25. Want to take off work for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and need to do at 25.
So summer 2020 was obviously, for the listeners, if you guys don't remember, summer 2020, the world was suffering some from the COVID-19 pandemic. We were locked down, if you guys remember that. And so I only went to Barre twice that summer and it was completely cabanas only or tables only.
I did a cabana there.
And then summer.
No,
keep going. Boy asked for your number. That's nice.
Boy asked for my number and he was like, what do you do? And I was like, said whatever I did. And he was an ice cream man.
That's a sick job.
Yeah.
That's an awesome job.
He asked me to meet with him in Seaside Heights and that was the deal breaker for me.
He was from Seaside?
That he was asked to do something in Seaside Heights and I said, absolutely not.
Was he a Seaside Heights local?
I didn't even get there in the conversation. Good.
That's probably. Last time I went to Seaside.
I mean, he could have been nice if I was in Lavalette. Like it might have been like a meeting halfway point, but I said absolutely not. Seaside Heights, just no.
So I was in Seaside one summer ago once, just because my ex at the time had never seen it before. I wanted to show her like the whole real.
Is this ex like 1, 2, 3, or 4? You have a million exes. You're a serial dater.
I'm not a serial dater. But anyway.
Have girlfriends.
No, so we go there. And you know how, I don't even know how to describe Seaside Heights. Because everybody thinks of the Jersey Shore and thinks of Seaside Heights. But it's the least like any other town except for Wildwood.
I feel like I'll do the reverse with Seaside Heights and say that it's like Nashville, but at the beach. Because when people ask about Nashville, I say that Nashville is like Seaside Heights.
That's being way too mean to Nashville and way too nice to Seaside Heights. I mean, to each their own, but that's like... I just, you know, even the air feels weird in Seaside Heights. Like it just, obviously when I was in high school, I was like, really, I loved it because, you know, I wasn't going to bars yet and it was like feeling like an adult enough.
Okay.
But, you know, going as a person who's 21 or over, it's just a weird feeling because even the bars I don't want to go to. And like, I don't want to stop and get food. The only saving grace of the Seaside Heights boardwalk is Maruka's Pizza. Which is one of those pizza places that has like the pies that are something like 5 feet around, you know, and it's like fantastic pizza, like 10 out of 10. Like if Dave wanted to do a review there, I'd say go for it. Cause he'd probably give it like a 9 and that's really saying something. That's like Maruka's is the only reason that I bring anybody to Seaside Heights anymore. That's it. Like, do you want to go get world famous pizza? Yes. Let's go there. And let's drive back, because there's no reason to stay at Seaside Heights.
I feel like Seaside Heights is the equivalent of, like, it's like going to the mall. Like, when you tell you, hey, mom and dad, can you like drive me to the mall? It's like,
yeah, that's fair. That's
hey, mom and dad, can you drive me to the boardwalk? Like, when you go on vacation to like Lavalette or all the other ones, like, you ask your parents to drive you to the boardwalk.
That's actually a really good way of putting it. But back to Bar A. So Bar A, I have never had a Bar A experience that's been normal. I've never been just like a normal single dude going to Bar A, because one summer it was COVID-19, the big pandemic that happened. Remember that?
Yes.
And then the next summer I was in a full-time relationship. So I wasn't like enjoying, I was like half like enjoying myself, but half, you know, shepherding. So I've actually never, and I haven't been this summer, and I haven't had a real Bar A experience in my life.
I mean, I wouldn't call, like, I don't think like being single at Bar A is like, there's a really big difference in like being single and being in a relationship at Bar A. Like, I will say that. I feel like there's a big difference, like the shore in general, like relationship versus not in a relationship. But I don't think like Bar A needs to be like singled out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just another shore bar.
Well, I don't, the thing is, I don't think it is another shore bar. Like, every time you tell somebody like, oh, I'm spending the summer at the shore, the first thing they say is, you ever been to Bar Anticipation? Because, you know, it's been around for so many years. But
my parents went to Bar A, and my parents went to the Osprey, and my parents went to Leggett's also.
My parents met in a shore house. That's like, and the thing is, I just learned that a few, I don't know. I don't think so. But my parents met in a rental, like shore house rental pool. And I just like put that together maybe a few weeks ago, because my brother put like on his story something about like, crazy how my parents met in Belmar or something like that. And I did not know that the entirety of my existence is based off of Jersey Shore rentals.
Interesting. I know another person and their parents met at DJs.
That's kind of cool.
So I feel like even though I'm not like a, I'm definitely like Manisquam better, but I feel like if I go to DJs, maybe I'll just go once and I'll meet my husband.
Why DJs though? Like, why is like,
I feel like I know so many people who meet their spouses at DJs. Like, it's like,
maybe I need to go to DJs. You know, but
people said the same thing about Parker House, and I don't know.
I mean, I have never had like a conversation at Parker House, but I'm like weird because I wouldn't say shy, but I'm kind of like not wildly social. Is what a lurker? That's no, I wouldn't even say that. Like, I think you have to be like a kind of goofy or like creepy looking to be a lurker. I feel like I'm just kind of a body. Like, I'm just standing there and kind of like an NPC. I'm on like auto. And then give me a few drinks and I'm ready to go. But I don't know, I have to be in like a good night to like talk to strangers.
I love Parker House. I want my ashes buried there. Like, I say this, like, I'm very lucky where my friends and I get along very well. And like, we're a smaller group of girls. So, like, when you are a smaller group of girls, like, it is easier to like go out in the city and stuff like that and like have a good time. We've been to, and this past like winter, like with everything opening up and like us all getting jobs and like being in New York, we've been to like some really like some of the best clubs and like best bars and stuff like that that are like very hard to get into. And I will say, like, Parker House is definitely like one of my favorite bars.
You're comparing Jersey Shore bar, Parker House, which is an amazing place. Like, obviously I love Parker House.
It's so to like fun some of the best clubs in the city. Like, yeah,
two clubs, yeah, in just Manhattan.
It's just like one of my favorite bars. Like, I just always have a good time there. Like, you always know like the vibe. And
this is an apples and orange type situation here. Like, you can't compare the
two. It's very apples.
Like, Harbor nightclub in New York comparative to Bar A.
I don't like Harbor.
Why?
I don't know. I've only been on like a Thursday night.
Yeah, I've only been on Saturdays. I went one night where I think it was like an older folks night, because nobody was, except for my group, under the age of probably 30. And as we were going in, this girl who we knew the, like she was friends with one of the bouncers, one of the people there, whatever. And she got like a free drink pass for, I think she got two free drink passes and there were three of us guys. And there were two guys she knew much better because they both went to college. They went to Fordham together. And these little drink passes say, "You're special," right? And she hands one to my friend, Will, and goes, "You're special." She hands one to my friend, Nick, and goes, "You're special." And she looks at me, realizes she doesn't have any more, and turns around. Kate, when I tell you that my ego has never been more shattered in my entire life by that little situation, like to this day, I remember that. I remember not being told I was special. And I know it was just for free drinks, but to this day, I think there's still like, that still gets me.
Yeah, but you take everything too seriously because that's like an ego thing for you.
Okay, but like imagine everybody being told you're special and then you not being told you're special. Like I want to be told I'm special because I am special.
I mean, what kind of special though? Like
you get one free drink. That was the thing. Well, drinks there are like
$20. Yeah, but sometimes when people are special, it's because people feel bad for them.
No, it wasn't that. She just knew them better.
Oh, well, that's different then.
But I just wanted someone to tell me that I was special. It's funny because like I'm trying to say this in the funniest way possible, but there's no way to not make it sound like sad and egotistical. So I'm just gonna move on from there. I did want to be called special though. So you need to, so mentioning Parker House, FMK, Leggetts, Osprey, Parker House, go.
Fuck Hail Mary. Marry Parker House. Oh, this is hard. I don't know. Like I've had some traumatic experiences at Osprey, so I feel like that's why like they have to be killed. But I do love the Osprey.
Oh, the teeth incident?
Yeah, and my ex-boyfriend cheated on me there. That's horrible. Like I got cheated on at the Osprey and continue to go back there.
I mean, I guess the place is kind of like, we shouldn't, is the place not cursed? That's like a good, like, is Osprey cursed for you now?
No, I had a fantastic time there on Friday. Fantastic.
Oh, then yeah, then don't kill me.
Like I still go, it doesn't stop me from going back, but I feel like in the situation, but I also feel like, okay, like I'm in love with Parker House, but I feel like Leggetts is like just an old reliable.
Leggetts is, you know, I've really been enjoying these Thursday nights at Leggetts.
It's open all year round. Yeah, it's open all year round.
The shot wheel is like, you know what the shot wheel is? The shot wheel is an ex-girlfriend saying she wants to get back together and you can make it work. And you're all excited about it because it's, you know, and then it like the next morning you're sick and dying.
I don't know that feeling of anybody wanting to get back together.
Oh.
Damn. I'm very like, first fight is the last.
Damn, rip your love life.
Yeah.
Jesus, I'm sorry. So wait, so marry Parker House, F Osprey, and then kill Leggetts?
No, kill Osprey.
Okay.
Even though I love them, it's a painful death. It's hard. Like I said, I'm between marrying Parker House because like I love the Parker House, but like I said, Leggetts is like old reliable. Like you can't go wrong. So I feel like I'm gonna marry Leggetts. Because it's just always gonna be there.
I think I don't have anything specific. Like the way I judge a bar is if I want to leave or not. And I know that sounds like, yeah, that's the perfect way to judge a bar. If you like being there, you don't. But like, as you've seen, my bar etiquette is not very good. So I get to a bar and around like midnight, 12:30, I just leave and don't say anything, don't tell anyone. And I actually owe you an apology.
I feel like that's because though, but I also feel like that comes from like you worried where like you were ugly in high school. And I feel like you were like, 12:30 up, I gotta get home and have some like lean protein before I get too drunk and like eat something, like I've had enough
alcohol
for the day.
That specific night,
I need
night,
to get 8 hours of sleep. No, so I can exercise in the morning.
No, that night when I said I'm gonna get us drinks and then I left, I went and got not only two Strom or one Stromboli, but two Strombolis. One that was
I was thirsty. That was really rude.
One that was buffalo chicken flavored and one that was like regular pepperoni Stromboli, which was actually a nickname of mine in high school. And then I went to the beach and sat under a sat under like one of those like lifeguard stands that got tipped over.
Yes.
And just ate them and yelled at God a little bit, but like we all do that. And that's kind of been my thing most summers, actually. Like that's, I leave a bar, I get pizza or a Stromboli, I go sit on the beach, and then I go home.
Now that's really smart versus me. I am sitting on my porch like an old decrepit woman, yelling and inviting everyone up there. And then I go to bed at 5 a.m. and then I wake up at 8:30 in the morning and I wonder why I'm tired.
But you always show up pristine. Like you always, the next morning, whenever I see you, if we like, if I'm on a run and I run by you or we do something and hang out, you're always like, I don't see you and I'm like, oh shit, she's as of last night, all sorts of fucked up. Like, I don't know if it's just, you know.
Thank you. I just have never been a late sleeper. Usually like I'm not drinking till 5 o'clock in the morning. Like by then I could probably stop drinking around like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. So I feel like if I were to come back to my house and continue to drink, which sometimes I have, but usually then like I'll switch to something lighter. But I have been, I don't know. Like it really just depends. But I've been going, this past weekend, I went to bed way too late both nights. Like not a good decision, was not smart. Was not the move, unfortunately.
Have you ever been in a bar fight?
No, thank God.
Have you ever been close?
No.
I got
in college. In college, like there was somebody and they're like, Kate, like I wish you were here. Oh, like nice. I wanted you for backup. And I was like so flattered. But then I was like, thank God. Because I don't want to be in a bar fight. I know everybody says, like, I think if I was in college, I would have liked to do it then. But I think it, like, being 25, like, that does not seem like fun. I really don't want, like, something to happen where, like, they have to tell my job or, like, me have to explain to my job, like, I got into a bar fight that weekend. Like, I think that is, I would never want to work there again.
Bar fights are embarrassing. Like that, there's no two ways about it. No one walks away from bar fights.
I
like,
wouldn't handle
that. Was amazing. Even, that was so fun.
Like boys do, but like I think for a girl, it's Like I don't know. Like I just think that's like to me. I don't like not keeping my cool. So like I think for me, like I can't even handle girl drama. And like I said, like even with a boyfriend, like first fight is like last, like I completely can't function. I shut down. Like, and like, if I fight with a friend, like absolutely forget it. Like if I were to ever get like in a physical altercation, I would never want to go there again.
Yeah. That's,
I would be so embarrassed.
Kind of like the big thing.
I would just, to me, I would be so embarrassed. Like, I just think it's like not a good representation of myself, and then you're also putting that representation like out for the world to see.
I had
to like granted explain. There's some bars where like people won't recognize you, like if you're at Leggett's and it's midnight, like but if you're at Parker House in the middle of the day and you get into a fight like on
you're done. Well, you're, line, if like, you get into a fight in Parker House, you're just, I think you're just gonna be banned. Like is that not like if they kick you out, if they have your ID, like I feel like of all the places, Parker House bans pretty easily. Like you they're very actually, much like a one-strike policy.
I don't think they are. Because I know somebody who, like, literally got two black eyes at Parker House. And then, like people do... I don't know. Because I feel like people don't really fight there. Like, I feel like I haven't seen a fight at Parker House.
I was at Leggett's.
Like, I've seen a fight at... There's so many fights at Leggett's. I've seen fights at Osprey.
The problem with fights really at Leggett's is... It's the worst place to get into a fight. And I explained this to a kid who wanted to fight me.
Yeah, because you're wall-to-wall people standing there.
You're wall-to-wall people. Like, the best case scenario for him is he gets a few hits on me and he doesn't get hit. But let's be honest, if he hits me, I'm going to hit him back. And then I said to him, listen, so if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. We're going to go at it. Six dudes in purple shirts are going to just come on top of us. Like, they're going to tackle us like football players, drag us both out. It's going to be embarrassing for everybody. We might lose some stuff in the scuffle. We might drop our wallets or our phones. We're not getting those back. And then we might get arrested. And I had to, like, explain this to a kid who wanted to fight me. Like, clearly he hadn't thought through every single option. And he was still, like, shubby about it, to the point where I was like, listen, this is a fun place. This is a place of joy. We're not going to have a fight here. My friends will stay here and deal with each other. Your friends will go over there and you'll deal with each other. And we don't have to interact because this is a fun place. And you don't like me. That's fine. I have no problem with you. So let's just separate and go, you know, part ways. I think I said that so calmly to the kid, it scared him. That was what I literally used my calmest voice possible. And I don't think he was expecting, you know, a 6'2", 220-pound man who he was getting all chubby with to turn around and be like, this is a fun place. We're all going to have a good time. Using a teacher
voice. Was he short? Was this a little short gang?
I don't remember. I just know that I'm arguably a taller guy. I mean, not compared to like 6'4", 6'6", people. But I do remember him being shorter than myself. That was kind of that was it.
It's not hard about that.
But no, he wasn't. I don't think he was like really short. I think it was just a little shorter than me. But again, like, people getting into fights at bars is, I get how as a 16, Jesus, as a 21, 20, 22 year old, whatever, that could be exciting. It could be a fun thing. Like, oh my God, Tony got into a fight at the bar. Now it's just kind of sad because if it happens to boys, they're going to get dragged out and it's going to be like everybody's going to get hurt. If it happens to girls, they're going to be broken nails and like pulled hair. We're too old for that shit.
Also, like, I guess like one of the boys in my house, like as we were leaving, like it's, and I'm like, why? I'm like, we are leaving anyway. Just why? Like, why?
True.
Please tell me why. Unhinged, being unhinged.
Yeah, no, what, but like if you're unhinged, like, everything fun in life, and this sounds so sad, like, happens after a few drinks, especially like down at the shore. Like, don't get me wrong, like, hanging out in the backyard is fine. Out playing beach soccer with Albert, who's shockingly good, is, you know.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be after a couple drinks, but if you think that, like, you're down the shore, you're with all your friends, and like, we all, like, and no one even realizes this, like, we all haven't really been able to be in like large groups in like a while. And like, I think for most people, it's like either, it is after a couple of drinks. Like, I'm definitely like, I'm very lucky in the sense where like, I am able to, for the most part, handle my alcohol well. I know for some people, it doesn't, like, some people get sad or like upset or like angry, like.
At me next time.
No.
Yes.
Like, I've had my moments. We've all had our moments. But like, we also are down the shore, like with a bunch of other kids our age that are from like similar areas, like living in houses and like meeting so many other people. And like,
did you just refer to us 24-year-olds as kids? That's kind of funny.
Not kids, but like, I don't know. Like, I just think like we're lucky, like it is good. Yeah, we're definitely lucky that we get to be able to do this. Like, I think we're not kids, but we're with a bunch of other people similar in age to us.
That's true. That's true.
Like, even at the end of the day, like, there are people who are 21-year-olds, and you're like, oh, it's all 21-year-olds. But, like, when you're 33 and someone's 31, or, like, you're 34 and someone's 31, you're going to be like, oh, okay. Like, you're not going to be like, oh, they're 31. Well, 34.
What is the right age to stop doing a shore house? That's actually a good question. What's the right age to be like, all right, these have been a fun bunch of summers, but I think it's time to retire.
Okay. I don't think there's a right age for it. Like, I really don't, because like, I know people who were last year in like their late 20s and they rented a beautiful home. They like went to bars here and there, but then like they also did other things. Like, they barbecued, they went to the beach, like they went to dinner, like they had a lot of like for other friends, like they hosted a lot of people. Like, it really depends on what you do. Like, And like, it depends on like who you do it with. Like, but like, granted, like if you are 27 and like you're hitting on a 21-year-old and like you are staying in a mattress on the floor.
That's a good point to start rethinking things. Like if you are a late 20s person who is sleeping on a couch or an air mattress, like you said, well, you know, maybe it's time to buy a home or find a wife or buy some farmland.
Yeah, like, but I think that like if you're in your late 20s and like everyone has their own bed, like you're living with a bunch of other people like your age, and it's like a little bit more of like a civilized living situation. Like, so for me, it's been like two different ways. Like there are people, like when I say like, oh yeah, like we have our own beds and like we all sleep in our own beds, like they're like shocked. And then there's people who, like I said, like, yeah, I live with like two other people in a room, were like, thought it was like, I was like the scum of the earth, that I was like actual trash. And I was like, okay.
You do not have a bed frame, right? Like you don't have a bed frame?
Okay, I recently got one, but my mattress is on the floor because I think it makes people less inclined to sleep in my bed.
Would you go, if you went home with a guy and he didn't have a bed frame, would you stay?
It depends what the bed looked like. Like my bed is like very, it's still made very nicely and it's a full bed.
Follow up, if you went home with a guy and he had a bed frame, but he didn't have a headboard and he only had one pillow.
Is this a shore house?
No, this is a New York City apartment.
Okay. Like, I feel like headboard isn't like, I know everyone mentions it, but like twin bed is like, it depends. Like, are there sheets on the bed? Like, I have seen like bare mat. Does he, wait, you said no bed frame, New York City apartment?
No, he has a frame. He doesn't have a headboard and he doesn't have a comforter. He just has like a throw blanket. Are you going home with this guy? Or are you staying
there? And it's just a bare mattress. Oh my God, no, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I'm leaving immediately. Like, I don't go home with a lot of people to put myself in that situation. Like, because that's really funny. Because, like, one night, me and my friends were out and this is actually summer 2020, and we were in Belmar. And where we were staying, I thought was disgusting, thought it was gross. And we go back to this apartment or I don't even know what it was. I think it was a shed. And there's like bare mattress on the floor next to like a microwave that is also on the floor. And I was like, that's bad.
At what age should a guy stop owning a mini fridge in his room or in his living room?
Never. It depends what's in it.
It's specifically for beer and White Claw.
Like if you're, I don't know. Like, I feel like if you live in the city, though, and like you have people in your room, like, I don't think that's that weird.
Okay. Well, that was actually me asking for myself. I don't think even.
Like, and I think that especially if you have roommates, like, and you don't sometimes want people touching your shit or your alcohol, like, if it's a problem, like, I don't think that's that big of a deal. Like, if there's water in it and stuff like that, too, like, I don't know. I don't think that's weird. Is that weird?
No, I don't think it is.
Do they only have a mini fridge? Like they don't own any other food?
It's not they, it's me. It was always me. Oh. I have a big old fridge full of, well, not full of food because I've been gone for the summer, but I have a big old fridge full of food, usually, and a little fridge for beers and seltzers and whatever, but it's in
the That's very normal because if you... One, alcohol is annoying to just like, yeah, like everybody has to go to the food store and stuff like that. But like, even for me, like that I have to keep going to the, like I'm going back and forth to the shore, like from working in the city, living in Jersey, like, and then driving back and forth every Sunday night. So like for me to like do all my laundry, go to work, try to exercise, like get myself mentally prepared again, and then to also go to the liquor store is annoying. Like, so for you, like in terms of like, and especially like, and this is just common, like it's common courtesy. And like, I'm sure like you've been at someone's house and there's a White Claw in the fridge and you're like, yeah, hey, like, hey, can I take this?
The one random
White Claw? They're probably not going to say, Like,
you're talking about your random fridge White Claw that everybody has? Because I have a random Modelo in my fridge right now.
Yes, but like, I'm sure, like, if you were to have guests over, apartment in the city, and like everybody's pre-gaming, and like somebody wants something else to drink, mm-hmm. and there's a White Claw in the fridge, and you don't know where it's from, you're probably gonna say yes, and in your head be like, oh, I'll replace it, but then probably never will. So like, therefore, for you, like, to have in the fridge, like, it does make sense. Like, if you don't want to keep going to the liquor store, like, I don't know, like, I don't think it's that weird.
So I have a bar cart in my room. That's like, that's my saving grace. So like, all my hard liquor, so all vodka, gin, whatever, I have that separate from everything. And I can't tell you the last time I bought a case of White Claw.
Yeah. And like, I'll be honest. And if you probably kept it in your fridge and you knew you were having people over, you probably would have had bought 5 of them already. And actually, I had a guest come, got me a really nice bottle of tequila, and it was gone. Didn't know she got it for me. She stuck it in my fridge and it was drank, which sucks.
I think hard liquor, people should just know it. Especially, was it unopened?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a breach of trust right there. Like,
but for me, like, I even think too, like, and on top of my friend buying me a bottle of alcohol, like, I also got myself a bottle of 818. Myself a bottle of 818. That sounds horrendous. Well, I got myself a bottle of 818 to drink, thinking it would not last me one weekend. Didn't even open it. I had other liquor choices that weekend. But when I went to go back, I skipped the weekend after Memorial Day weekend. I went to go look for it and it was gone. Nowhere to be found, not even like one, gone completely. Like a nice, and that's like a nice bottle of tequila. That is so nice. I was definitely disappointed. Like, that to me is just like, you just hear that and you're like, that sucks.
Yeah, no, that does really suck. Did I tell you that I stop with the zippers? Did I ever tell you that I got 3 bottles when I returned to New York 2 weeks ago?
No,
I did.
Your apartment mates missed you.
No, what's that?
Your apartment mates missed you.
No, I was walking to the trash area, and I come back, and some girl's like, "I'm moving out. Here's this liquor. Best
day." Oh yes, you did tell me that.
That's awesome. Great feeling. All right, we're gonna wrap it up, but before we do, Jersey Kate, I'm sorry.
Stop! I don't like that. I will never do this with you again. If you call me that.
Kate from Belmar Avenue.
Oh my God, stop. I will hang up.
We're coming towards the first third of the summer being done. Out of 10, how are we doing?
Okay. If you would have asked me last weekend, I would have been at like -4. If you would have asked me about this weekend, like, great weekend, no complaints. So I think
7.
No, probably like an 8.5. I'm a little tired. But I guess circling back to the, like, what age is good, like, this takes so much out of you.
It does.
Like, it takes so much. Like, so for if people want to do this at 28 years old, honestly, power to them, like, because they... Honestly, I probably only have a couple years left because of how many years I think I've been taken off my life in the past 6 weeks. So.
I have 1, maybe 2 good days if we're down the shore, especially for a long weekend. Like, I'm just not making it.
I don't do 3. I can't do 3. I will do 3 on a holiday weekend. I'm not doing 3 all summer long. To me, that is really hard to do, because I've been finding myself I have been making a mistake of having way too much fun every Friday. Yes. And then Saturday at like 3:00 being like, oh my God, I really don't want to do this. And then it being like 12:30 and me being like, thank God, we only have like 2 hours till bars close. You know?
Agreed. Absolutely.
So therefore, like, I don't know how I would feel if I could do the third day. I think there might be like, maybe I'll switch it up and do like a Thursday and a Saturday. I feel like that might be like kind of a move.
I used to be able to rip 10 shots additionally to drinks and then absolutely destroy the dance floor whenever Blink 182 came on. Vodka cranberry gives me heartburn these days.
I can't drink vodka cran. I can never drink it. If someone were to hand it to me, I immediately put it down. Cannot drink it.
All
right. Don't hold it. Can't drink it. Had a bet. It was like one of the first things I drank when I was younger. And I can't even look at it.
Then we'll look forward to next weekend. That is the DoorCast weekend.
Not even. We have like short 2 days. Cast.
We have two days.
We have two days.
Next episode is just going to be amazing. It's going to be all about red, white, and you, baby. That's
oh god,
I hate.
What did you do? Where did you go this weekend? How was? Oh, you were in Chicago.
Chicago.
How was Chicago?
I love.
How was Chicago?
Chicago is a beautiful city. People there are really nice, and it's clean. No garbage.
The girl you stayed with was really nice.
She was very nice.
Okay, let's hear about that.
No.
See much of the city?
We got to walk around. I got to eat deep dish pizza. I felt like a terrible New Yorker because the deep dish that I had there was better than a lot of what I've had in New York, which I hate saying. Yeah.
Okay.
What happened? I went to Zara for the first time in my life. Wow. It was amazing.
I also do that to you.
What's that?
I also do that to you.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, I showed up on a Friday and left on a Sunday night. I don't think I had a single bad meal in Chicago. There's this restaurant, Boca. Like, to this day, I'm still thinking about the food I had there. And that's like...
Oh, wow.
Like, people always say to me, like, Chicago's my favorite city. I'm like, fuck, why? That makes no sense to me. You live in Manhattan. Shut up. And I get it now. I really do.
Do you see yourself moving there?
No. Oh, my God. No, it's the Midwest. Stop it. I New York or nowhere. Come on now.
I agree.
I will live and die in Manhattan.
I actually did see your brother Friday night when I was leaving.
Was he smooching on his face?
He was walking with two other people, and I vaguely remember, I think I like scared the shit out of him because I think I like just broke from my friend group trying to like walk me home, and I think I just jumped and gave him a hug, and he didn't know who the hell I was. And he was like, oh, you chose orange to wear today.
He chirps you a lot. I'm like kind of realizing that Randy chirps you. The whole catfish comment earlier in the beginning of the summer, he's a chirper.
I said the catfish comment to him. I think I got really embarrassed when he didn't recognize, when he looked at me and said, who are you? And I was like, I literally just met you a couple hours ago. And then I was like, yes, but like, I also get it because a couple hours ago I was coming from like a run versus being like showered and having like an outfit on.
And again, I'll just say that you never, like, I don't know if it's like it's a you thing, or if it's just like, you're very, like, you prepare yourself beforehand. I've never seen you look grimy. Like, I've looked grimy after a night. I've got like, you know, like, you know, when you sweat a lot and you're almost like sticky. And then, you know, you've been drinking a lot, so your face is... I think I've never seen you look like a grimy, gross person.
You weren't at the Osprey Friday night, so good thing for that, because I definitely looked grimy when I also... wearing sneakers, so I can't even blame the fact that I had, like, sandals on, was dancing, like, trying to be funny, and fell, like, right on my rear end, and still thought it was, like, hysterical. Yeah, I was all double-cheeked up on the Osprey floor, you know?
You know what? Somehow that was worse.
Yeah.
Double cheeked up the Osprey floor. That could be the name of my biography.
I think my friends were just laughing so hard that as I was still on the floor, I had like stuck my hand out and like a football, put like my two drinks I had underneath my arm because I have to, those didn't fall, thank God, because clearly I needed to drink more. So as my two drinks were under my arm, like a football, and I was sticking my hand up, still sitting on the floor, my friends were just laughing. And then I proceeded to scream, someone help me up. And then like three people like immediately just lifted me up off the ground. I was on the ground for a more than I should have been amount of time.
I think if you fall at the bar, go home. Like,
yeah.
If you go down, it's time to hit the hay. Like,
yeah. That's a good yeah. It's time to. That actually happened to my friend at Parkhouse. She got very hurt. One of the people with the ice buckets didn't see her and literally took her out. She like really hurt her hip, the whole side of her. And she goes, but she said, she goes, I wasn't drinking a lot and I fell so hard. And she, but she was talking to like a boy who she had like spoken to before that she like was interested in. And she was, I think I just was so embarrassed that I just like walked away. And I didn't even realize like how hurt I was because of like her reflex to like get up and just keep walking.
So just the I like that. I think I've only fallen once at a bar, and it was in Italy. I got kicked out for it actually.
I've taken a couple of tumbles or a little whoopsie. I think my Friday night one was a little whoopsie. Falling on your ass like that's a whoopsie.
The problem is I fell backwards into a drink bucket. Like, you know, like the things they serve, like VIP or like
table. That's worse.
I fell backwards into that. The guy pulls me out of the bar. He's Italian, but he speaks a little English. He goes, you go outside, you wait a little while, we let you back in. I go outside. The girl I was talking to at the time comes out with me. And the bouncer, who actually was like an Instagram model, I had no idea. He was like famous at the time. Like, he was a fitness guy. I keep looking at him and I keep in my 20-year-old voice keep going, io sono sobrio, io sono sobrio, and which it means I am sober. He keeps saying like, no, you're not. A sober person does not say I am a sober. That was like that's true though. A sober person is never saying to a bouncer, hey, dude, I'm sober, I swear to God.
Yeah, no, that is correct.
I got back in literally 5 minutes later. Like, it was hysterical.
Yeah, Italy, they don't... Well, Italy, you're also able to drink much younger there, too.
That's true. Well, no, that was, like... The thing is, like, some 16, 15-year-old kids could get into the bars we were in, but they would get a little mark on their hand. But the thing is, they were so truthful and so nice and such good people, they wouldn't rub the mark off. They would just ask Americans to buy them a drink.
That's so funny.
Like, instead, like, they would have the little X on their hand and they wouldn't go to the bathroom and just wash it off like any normal American would. They would go up to you and be like, ciao, Americani, can you buy me a drink? And I'd be more inclined to do that because they're following the rules but breaking them a little bit than I would be. So just
like, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, a good point is, like, if you're going to fall at a bar, if your legs turn to jelly, you're done. Go home. That's it. Farewell.
Goodbye. I honestly think, like, it was one of the people who, like, aggressively pushed their way through, and I just was joking around so much that I lost my balance. But it's bad because, like, okay, when girls have sandals on the floor, it's much easier to fall like that, and people don't give them the benefit of the doubt that, like, they're also wearing shoes that have like a heel and drinking on like a slippery floor. But I really don't have an excuse in this. It's a half excuse, half not. That's the way I'll put it.
In college, if there was a guy being a dick and we were in a big crowd, I would intentionally trip him.
Like, that's not nice. Well, that's karma.
No, but the thing is, if he's being a dick, the karma is this guy is going to trip you. That's not me. Karma's not going to come back and be like, you were a jerk to this guy who was innocent. Karma's going to be like, this guy was a jerk, he got tripped. That's balance. But like, and it would come back to me a few times. Like, they'd be like, did you just stick your foot out and try to trip me? And I was just pretend I was so drunk, I wouldn't know what they were saying. Like, I'd just be like, what? And they would just walk away. What's that?
I don't like that. That's so mean.
Well, if they were like shoving people and like, you know, if you're in a group with girls and they're like shouldering girls and shit like that, well,
that's different. That's different. If they're shoving first, that's fair game.
Yeah. Like, you know, that like that stereotypical, not stereotypical, but like the look a girl gives you when she's like creeped out by a guy who like walks by her, or like he like gets all shovey or whatever, or handsy. Like, you know, that's a, it's a very, like, I have that look in memorized in my head of like when a friend of mine looks at me like this creep, this guy's like being creepy.
Okay.
And if I see that look, the guy has to get tripped. I'm sorry. Those are the rules.
The rules.
Yeah. Like, interesting. Like, you know, that look like their girls, like eyes, eyebrows raise. You can see their like the top, their top teeth, their like nose crinkles. And like, you know, it's like a mix of like,
I think that's what my face looks 24/7, but okay.
Your front teeth are always out.
No, no, my front teeth are not always out, but I kind of always like squint.
Well, I think we're going to have a lot to talk about at the end of this week. I think that's for sure.
I hope it's all good things.
Oh, it's definitely not. It's another weekend of Manasquan. It's chaos. That's the whole point.
Don't give me anxiety yet.
I'm manifesting chaos.
A couple of days.
I got you.
Please don't.
Existence. Nightmare.
No. I already have one of those.
Drama.
Please.
Drama. I'm going to text you every morning, just the word drama, period, at like 6 a.m.
No, please don't do that. I can't function. No, because if that happens.
Drama.
If that happens, I'm going home. If that happens, I am immediately just going home. So therefore, we will see.
Okay, just check what I just texted you.
Bye.
She actually hung up. All right, Doorcast fans, thank you so much. We'll see you on the next episode next week.